Welcome, everybody. Shin number 902, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are trying to work our way through Simon Reish test, mistakes in Brachos. So interesting thing, something which we spoke about quite a bit in the last Simon we learned, which was Reish Ches, actually. Come to think of it, I didn't realize we jumped a little bit to other Simonim. Now we came back to Reish Tes, which is right after Reish Ches, which was the last Simon we learned. So that's very interesting. We happen to be, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us back in order, if you want to call it. So, but be it as it may, we learned over there in Simon Reish Ches, in reference to the Bracha Achas Me'en Shalosh, right? Ala Michya, Ala Geffen, Ala Weitz. We spoke about that. Now the question is that a deraisa or derabbanan? If I make a shahakal, it's a derabbanan. We know Baruch Nefasho, it's derabbanan. So in general, we say suffik brachas lahakal. We don't say it again. It's a derabbanan. If it's a deraisa, which we'll talk about, like benching, I ate, I'm full. I don't remember if I bench. I have to bench again because that's mamash a deraisa, suffik deraisa lachumra. So, but what about bracha achas mei shalish? So, the bottom line is, make a long story short, it is a machloikis. Just to read the Sefer Shein Halachas, which we've been learning from in Ois Aleph, and from the Sefer Oitzra Halachas, putting it together. Says the Sefer Shein Halachas, V'yesh omrim debracha achroinok al kol shiva saminim. Let's say you make a alho eight on the shiva saminim, who do you raise? It's a machloikis. Some say like that. So he says, therefore, if somebody ate and they're full, let's say they ate and they're full, right? Because even if you're not full, from by benching, it's not a deraisa. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. The way he says, you ate and you're full by the fruits, the shivas aminim. By benching, if I ate a kazayis of bread after bench, but I'm not full, so it comes out, it's a derabbanan. So that's an interesting way we look at it as far as the bracha achas mein shalish. That's what he says. Lochinim ochal kadei sviya, you ate and you're full, me pay rest from the shivas aminim, oitav shal me shivas aminim. Or somebody ate cookies, cake, these type of things, v'nistapek, and they're full. We're not talking about the benching part, you ate enough. It's not enough to bench, but they're full, whatever the case is. V'nistapek im beirach. Now I have a question. Did I make an ala michya? Did I make an alhu eight? I don't remember. I'm full, but I must have made, but maybe I didn't. I just don't remember. Yochel, what should I do? It says the Sefer Shein Halachas, again, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, Meshibur, and so on. Yochel oid mei oisayamin. Eat, if you have more of that min, you have more cookies, cake, eat more. You have more of the shivas aminim, eat some more of that, eat another kezayis worth, and then make your bracha achrayna. So you'll say, well, should I make another bar minim mezonos? I'll eat more cake, no problem. I have no problem with eating more cake, right? I have no problem with eating more of the fruits. Should I make another bracha? So it depends if you had in mind or not. Usually the case is if you can't remember if you made a bracha achrayna, if you can't remember if you made a al hamichyo, or if you made a alo eitz, it's because you already finished. So it's really was a cutoff and you had in mind not to eat, not to continue. So you would have to make a new bar minim zonas on the cake and cookies or pretzels, whatever it is. I'm just giving you an example. Or you would have to make a new bar pri ho eitz on the shivas aminim. Eat another kezayis worth. And then make the al ha'eitz or make the al ha'michya. That's all. V'im ein me oisayamin. I don't have anything else. I'm in the office. I ate up all my cookies, cake. I ate up all my grapes or whatever it was that I had. V'im ein le me oisayamin. Yikach min acher. He says, and we'll explain this. This is an interesting concept, what he's saying now. Again, we're reading from the Sefer Shein Halachos in Ois Aleph, second paragraph. I'm in the office, I'm in the car, I don't have anything else, I'm done. I just don't remember if I made the after bracha. Yikach min acha mishivas aminim. Take a different min. Yikach min acha mishivas aminim. Kegon she'ochal pre-eight. In other words, like this, he says, kegon she'ochal pre-eight. Let's say I ate a bunch of grapes, right? And I had enough to make a al-ha'eitz, but I forgot, did I not? I have no more grapes, but I have cookies, I have cake. Good, so take cookies or cake, he says. Yikach minei mezoinus, take some more cookies and cake. Make an ala michya v'yichlol gam al pri ho'eitz bebracha achroina. And say, put in there the bracha of pri ho'eitz, right? You have to make a al ho'eitz anyways, right? Al ho'eitz v'al pri ho'eitz on the grapes. I don't know if I did, if I didn't, so eat cookies, eat a kezayis of cookies, cake, or pretzels, or whatever it is, yamazonos. Make a al hamichya, and together with the alamichi val kalkola, say also alu eitz val pri weitz, like we've spoken about. So, or the other way, I have grapes, but I finish my cookies, so then eat enough grapes, eat a kazayis of grapes, right? Don't eat one. We've spoken about that in the past. Beria, a complete one is a suffix, but you eat enough grapes. I make my alho eight and stick in there. Also, I don't remember if I made al mechi on my cookies cake. I have no more cookies cake. I eat a kezias of grapes, if I have, or any other one of the shivas aminim, make alho eight and stick in there the al mechi also. The lashon of al mechi val kakola, and the alho eight val pri ha eight. And we've spoken in the past, the one that's a vada in general we say first. In other words, if it's al hamich, you would say it first anyways, but al ho'eitz val pri weitz, you would say that first. Whichever one is the vada, which is the one that you ate for sure. Okay, so that's what he says, and we'll discuss next year, Belina, that I want to get into. We spoke about that if you have a sofik, you're not supposed to say, right? We spoke about an interesting case that you're not supposed to say, stick into al hamichya, al hoeitz val pri weitz, al tesofik, or to stick in al hagefen val pri hagefen, al tesofik. In other words, I'm not sure, but I'll stick it into a different, bracha achrona. So I'll stick it into a different bracha achas mayin shalish. We're not supposed to do that, we said, but over here it's a different case. We're going to talk about next year. I don't want to get into it right now, but just to sum up what we have so far, the first step is, again, the Shaina Halachas, Lemaisa, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabur, and so on. And by the way, he does quote the Shaina Halachas many times, usually quotes the Chazonish, who was his uncle. But he says, Chazonish, so he quotes a lot the Chazonish. He says over here, the Chazonish, Mashma, the Wicca, Kapaiskim, the Birchas, Mein Shalish, Midrabbonan. The Chazonish was under the opinion that it is a Rabbonan. But again, it is a Machlaikis. So we'll get into the reasons why over here you could do the situation that we spoke about as to other times, like if we said last time, if I drink wine and I don't know if it was enough wine, maybe it was watered down, could be it is wine, could be not. So then we said just take something else, make a bracha achrona and stick in to put in al ho'eitz in a al hamichya in a different case. We said that's problematic, but we'll see over here how it's different. But lemaisa, that's the bottom line. In this case we say it's okay, I ate enough, I just don't remember, did I make a after bracha, did I not? So eat something else. If you have more, eat more of that food like we spoke about. If you don't, eat more of another food whereby you'll also need a bracha achas mayim shalosh. Stick in both together, the al hawaits, al pirwaits, or the wine, or whatever it is that you have, and that will be fine. You're good to go. Thanks for listening. As lachem bracha kol tov.